on RSN Sunday Central. Talking Greyhounds.
And Talking Greyhounds, a big Talking Greyhounds segment here after the TAB Melbourne Cup was run on Friday night, I beg your pardon. And it was a tremendous performance from Hardstyle Rico. Let's take in the action of the feature.
Away and racing, and Simon Told Helen began okay. Hardstyle Rico won the start, and he's looking to cross, and cross he does. Hardstyle Rico led them clearly. Put three on Zipping Sullivan, then Simon Told Helen, Tommy Shelby. Three lengths away, Tough Tears, Tick Along Top, then Shimmer Shine, and seeing them all, Lucy's Milo. But Hardstyle Rico stretches them out, led it four lengths in the Melbourne Cup to Simon Told Helen, and then Tommy Shelby. But it is all Hardstyle Rico, and he is going to absolutely bolt the Melbourne Cup in. Hardstyle Rico by five lengths to Simon Told Helen, third Tommy Shelby, and then Tick Along Tonk, followed by Tough Tears. Well back at the end, Zipping Sullivan, Lucy's Milo, and Shimmer Shine. Look at that run, 28.91 to Hardstyle Rico.
And a new track record in the Melbourne Cup as we welcome in George Ferrugia. George, that was a breathtaking display from Hardstyle Rico.
Yeah, I mean, good morning, Brendan, it was. I mean, it's a dream come true, isn't it, for trainer Lucky Karabitsakos to win a Melbourne Cup in track record time. It's such a rarity for track records to get broken in these real big Group 1 races, because there's so much pressure usually going to that first corner. He needed to do something outstanding to find a way to cross Simon Told Helen, and that's exactly what he did. 4.99 to the first split, 18.41, incredible, and then that track record time where he went about three quarters of a length quicker than what Hooked on Scotch did earlier this year. So an unbelievable effort there by Hardstyle Rico. Simon Told Helen, as brave as always, Brendan, in second place. He just dwelt a little bit. He began okay, but Hardstyle Rico was off and gone. And Tommy Shelby was a terrific run. We said all throughout the week, he just needed to begin a little bit cleaner than he had been doing. And that's exactly what he did. He didn't begin all that bad. And he really drove up to that first corner. The problem was he was drawn box six. And Simon Told Helen gave him a bump on that first corner as they went through it. And as we said, all this behind Hardstyle Rico, who was just off and gone. Very, very good result for Lucky Karabitsakos. I think he's got a young family. He doesn't train too many greyhounds, and now he's a Group 1 Melbourne Cup winning trainer. So it was just a fantastic result.
And he has the benefit of being the breeder, the owner, and the trainer. So pockets the best part of half a mil there. Hardstyle Rico in the run, George. You mentioned the 4.99 to the first peg. That's very, very fast. But then he broke them down the back, and you thought, well, he might come back to them now. But he just kept on extending away from probably the 5.95 boxes to the turn. He just kept running away from them, where maybe with the times he had run, you'd expect him to come back a bit.
He's got an incredible ability to match speed with strength, Brendan. I mean, we've seen this greyhound a couple of months ago try his hand at 600 metres as well. That just gives you an indication that running home over 500 metres is never an issue. He did lob behind Simon Told Helen in the maturity, and he looked a real threat. Simon Told Helen pushed out his champion qualities and was able to hold him out. But you're right. I mean, once he records those splits, he's going to be impossible to catch. And if you think about it, his last month and a half has been outstanding. He took out the Silver Bullet at the Meadows in 29.46, defeating Simon Told Helen that day as well. He didn't get a berth in the Top Gun. I'm tipping if the Top Gun was run last week, he'd probably be almost the first one picked on his current form. He's just been absolutely unbelievable. But you're right, when you're running 4.99, Brendan, you're going to lead just about 100 out of 100 times. And that's exactly what he did, and he was too good for them. And you know what, it really gives a lot of impetus going forward in regards to his stud value. He's a son of Ballar Infrared, who is a champion American sire. He's very well bred on his dam side. And I think Simon Told Helen, Tig Along Tong, Shimmer Shine probably have some pretty secured stud futures ahead of them. And you'd think Hardstyle Rico is able to join them when that time comes.
Well, most certainly, and that ability to stretch to 600 is maybe enticing to breeders for maybe Simon Told Helen, who 500 is probably up towards his maximum. Hardstyle Rico can push beyond that, so that might be a little feather in his cap when he does head off to the breeding stable.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, look, breeders are looking for that type of versatility that you can switch between 500 and 600, and as we said, his pedigree suggests that 600 is not an issue, and he's just thrown in some speed along with that too. It's just the world's his oyster at the moment, the way he's running. And I don't think he's done yet. So if he can stay sound, he could have a big couple of months ahead.
Feature race for the stage was the Boltrees. It was taken out by the gutsy Manila Knight.
Away and racing, and Houdini Boy midfield to go, and Blazing Cartier away quickly, tackled by Manila Knight, and there's Houdini Boy straight up the third, settling down, followed Sir Truculent, a break of three to He Shall Power, then Elias Bale, Sweet as M, and Sunset Burbsky last, a lap to go, and Manila Knight led it clearly, four lengths to Houdini Boy, who starts to hone in quickly down the railway side, three lengths away then to Sir Truculent, He Shall Power, then Blazing Cartier, Elias Bale, Sweet as M, and Sunset Burbsky, Manila Knight, Houdini Boy, they come together. Manila Knight hit the lead. Here's Sir Truculent winding up. It's as they turn. Manila Knight, Houdini Boy. It's still Manila Knight. Manila Knight won the Boltrees all of the way. A half length Sir Truculent, third Houdini Boy, and then He Shall Power, Blazing Cartier, followed by Elias Bale, Sweet as M, and Sunset Burbsky. But the young star, Manila Knight's won the Boltrees.
Had to be brave, George, and that's exactly what Manila Knight was. They were there to go past on the turn, but just kept on sticking the head out.
Yeah, he did, and I'll tell you what, wasn't he challenged down the back by Houdini Boy, who ranged up to him, and, you know, he was about three or four lengths behind him and caught him pretty quickly, and you thought, well, he's Houdini Boy's chance. But Manila Knight stuck to his guns. It's been a meteoric rise, to be honest. I mean, he's a greyhound that had good 500 and doubled over the 600. But his last couple of runs provincially over the 650, broke a track record at Shepparton, went straight into a heat of the Boltrees, where he got run down last week, but take nothing away from his run. I think he's still running the 41.70s, which is a fantastic effort on debut over 700. And I was speaking to owner Phil Smith. I said, I think if he can lead this race, he'd probably strip a little bit fitter and be hard to beat. And that's exactly what happened. So it was an incredible victory for Manila Knight. Sir Truculent, the South Australian greyhound, who has been absolutely awesome in his last 6 months. He's practically unbeatable back home, and he nearly snagged the big group one here. And Houdini Boy, well, yeah, he looked the winner at certain parts down the back. He looked like he was going to take over. Manila Knight just was too good at the end. And look, take nothing away from Houdini Boy. I'm sure there's a group one race for him in the not-too-distant future. But all the spoils go to Manila Knight. He's by Barsha Bale out of Angie Rocks, who is an absolute gun over 500 and 600 metres. Of course, her sister, Rhonda Rocks, threw Seneca. So you don't often see two sisters both throwing Group 1 winners. It's an amazing feat for the dam line.
Most certainly is. More pressing issues, though, is the quaddy at Sandown Park this afternoon. We're 4 minutes off the next at Healesville, so we'll get stuck into it. First leg is a final over the 595. 1 and 9 are out. 10 comes into the field. Kenny the Brute is the even money favourite for Calgrino.
Yeah, my numbers are 2, 5, and 7 here. I've gone Kenny the Brute on top on the back of his eye-catching placing last start at Sandown, running 29.57. His debut win was in 29.95 at the Meadows. He went 5.09. If he can just show that early speed and find the top, you'd think he'd be incredibly hard to beat here. He's at the two starts here over this distance. He did place a couple of starts ago. I got him on top to beat number 2, 4, and 7, not 2, 5, and 7. Number 4, Unlawful Assault. Really nice win last start at the Meadows in 30 and 14. He started to wind up late. You'd think 600 metres is not going to be an issue. He did run 34.60-odd at the Meadows over 600 metres. He showed a little bit of speed off box one that day too. Probably a little bit more of a tricky draw, but he's got a future, there's no doubt there. And number 7, Crumlin, the other greyhound, who his wins at Sale have been really, really good. He stepped up now over the 5.95 in his last couple of starts, and he showed some good speed, and I think he's a chance here as well. 2 to beat 4 and 7 in race 5.
Race number 6 on the program is a 4-5 over the 5.15. Five is a vacant box. Run like Jess off the white, the favourite of $1.95.
Yeah, in new hands too. New owners and a new trainer in Rob Camilleri. Look, we all know its ability, Run Like Jess, when it gets things right. It's had a couple of issues more recently, but when it gets the start right and is able to burn out in front, it can really run the hands out off the clock. It went 34.06 at Sandown back in October. I've got it on top to win over number 4, Cha-Cha Charlie. Look, his form's a little bit patchy, but another one. He can really run when he gets things right. He's got a good PB here of 29.33. So anything around that, and he's certainly going to be competitive here. And then we'll throw in number 2, Bella Ali. He's a pretty consistent type. She's won 3 out of 8 this track and distance. She's been knocking on the door in her last couple of runs. Not a bad run last start before behind Subla Bay at Geelong. So 3 to beat 4 and 2 in race 6.
Race number 7 is a grade 5 over the 5.15. 7 is a scratching, leaving 7 to run. Ronda Lily $1.80. Shonky Sticker $4.20.
Yeah, I'm going for a little bit of an upset here. 2 to beat 8, 4 and 1. I've got 8 ball on top, but I know he's had a lot of injury concerns, this greyhound, and we haven't seen him in the winner's circle for a little while. But I've been really impressed with his last two runs. He's at least got to the line. He's jumped out a little bit better, sorry. His splits aren't outstanding, but he's split around 5.15, 5.16. If he can just get a nice position, as I said, I thought his last two runs were pretty encouraging. I got him on top to beat number 8, and that's Volcanic Lava, whose provincial wins back in July were very good. We'll throw in number 4, Shonky Sticker, whose provincial form is good as well. And number 1, Ronda Lily, the odds-on favourite. I'm not sure why she's that short. Her form's okay without being outstanding, but probably the box draw here puts her into contention. But 2 to beat 8, 4 and 1 for mine in race 7.
90 seconds off the 4th at Healesville. Race number 8 at Sandown Park is a grade 5 over the 5.15. 4 out 7 to run Aston Shine $1.90, $2.90 for Overflow Love.
Yeah, 1 to beat 3 and 2. Aston Shine on top. If it replicates its win at Sandown 3 starts ago in 29.70, will be hard to beat. Overflow Love's won 3 out of 5. Having its first look in town. And number 2, Destiny Catalina, will show early speed in the race. Forget its only run here. Should improve off that. 1 to beat 3 and 2.
Best of the meeting and your quarter numbers, please, George.
2, 4, 7 into 2, 3 and 4 into 1, 2, 4 and 8 into 1, 2 and 3 quarter numbers. We've got to go early in the program. Very short. Race 1, number 1, Deep Test Baron. Incredibly unlucky on debut and was very well supported. We'll throw race 1, number 1, into race 2, number 5, Big Wings, whose two runs at the Meadows have been good. Can show some early speed, should lead. So race 1, number 1, into race 2, number 5.
Thanks, George. Good luck today.